It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you've been with me all morning. We had a great interview. We just straight out talked with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and he gave us some great information. I really enjoyed listening to what his life has been about. Well, I have a lot more questions to ask him. Maybe next time he comes on, we'll ask him some more stuff. What an interesting life that man has led. He's in the Army like I was in the Army, so we both have some background in the service. And he seems like a wonderful man, and I hope, he's gone to have lunch with Scott, so he's going to have a good afternoon. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got something I want to put on Swap Shop.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
It's a small air conditioner.
Okay, like a window one?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's wanting $20 for it.
Wow, that's cheap. It works, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they can call Lauren at 740.
Lauren at 740.
914.
914.
04.
04.
64.
Okay, let me read this back to you. You got a small air conditioner, like a window air conditioner. It works. He's asking only $20 for it. So call and ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, let's get that sold.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We're already rolling with Swap Shop. Again, the phone number 740-383-9944. We'd be glad to sell your stuff for you, too. I wonder if that lady got rid of her glass tabletop, coffee table, and tables. She only wanted $25 for it. I bet that's gone. Anyway, there are all sorts of bad part about doing this show. Every time people call in that have something that I want, I really want to go there, but I know darn well that half the stuff won't be available, or my wife will shoot me if I bring home something more. Well, if you got something sitting out there in the garage, or you got something in the basement, got something in the middle of your living room that you're trying to get rid of, give us a call, 740-383-9944. This is Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're kind of shooting the bull about Labor Day. As you know, Labor Day is next week. It's the beginning of the week of Popcorn Festival, and I'm trying to see exactly which date it is. I forgot already what day. It's 6th, yeah. Labor Day is the 6th, so we have an extended weekend. So you'll have an extra day to recover from whatever you're doing on Saturday and Sunday of this week. The parade starts, I believe it starts around 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 9th. It might start a little before then. I never quite have that right. But if you get there at 6 o'clock, you're too late, because the crowd will be so deep that you won't be able to get anywhere near to see what's going on. And it's kind of fun. I only live, I live 3 blocks, so I can walk down there. I don't have to park and walk, because I can park in my driveway. But I walk down there, or my wife would walk down there, and She could see what she wanted to see and then walk back. It was really nice. But I don't think we're going to do it this year just because my wife's pretty frightened of COVID. Even though we've both had our shots, go get yours too. I mean, it's simple. It didn't hurt. Neither one of us had any after effects. I think my wife, her arm was a little sore where they gave her the shot, but your arm gets sore sometimes when you get a shot, no matter what the shot is, right? So go get one. Save yourself, save your family, save your friends. Be the good guy. All right. Anyway, we have a gentleman that's trying to get rid of an air conditioner. A small one of those window small air conditioners for $20. It works. If you want that, call for Lauren at 740-914-0464. We have a notification here that Marion Public Health will be closing September 10th in order to do a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 till 7 p.m. And then there will be one, I believe it's, the following day on Saturday, September 11th from 11 to 3 p.m. And both clinics will be held at the health department, which is located 181 South Main Street. They're using the Pfizer vaccine. And get this, you'll be paid $100 prepaid gift card if it's your first dose that you've ever gotten. So get down there for $100. I almost wish I hadn't had my shots, but no. I've been safe for the last 4 months. I'm pretty glad that I had them. Anyone ages 12 through 17, you have to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian, and an ID is required for that. If you have any other questions, give them a call at 740-387-6520. And as we've been announcing all summer, there's a Tiffin Flea Market. And the Tiffin Flea Market is held at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. And it's just north of here, probably less than a half an hour. Well, probably a half an hour at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It'll be on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it'll go from 9 to 4. Sunday it goes from 9 to 3. It's free. Absolutely free, and it's going to be on September 11th and 12th. You can head up that way and maybe find yourself some neat tchotchkes, right? All right, we had another thing sent in here from the Historical Society. They are doing their meet and dine with the presidents. They don't have any VIP seating left. It's all sold out, but I think you can get other type of seating. And if you're interested, by the way, the event date is Saturday, November 6th, 2021, from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be this year. It's going to be at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. That's out there on Marion Mount Gilead Road, down out by Menards. And I think the general seating is, $35. General seating for a kid 5 to 12 is only $20. Presidents that are going to be available are George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and JFK is going to be there. So there are going to be other non-speaking presidents there. So it'll be a great show. So Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be a guest speaker. So that's always interesting. I have really gotten so I really enjoy Mary Ellen. All right. Let's see if we got something else here that was sent in. No, that one's old. Don't want to announce that again because it's old. Here. Yes. The Tallgrass Trail information that we have. Let's see here. The Tallgrass Trail on September 3rd. Today is the 2nd. So tomorrow they're having a night hike. at the Tallgrass Trail at 9:30 p.m. The sun's going down earlier now. And they'll meet at the Her Road parking lot. That's out by Foundation Lake. Make sure you bring a flashlight, and the flashlight has to have a red lens. Now, if you want to fix a flashlight that you have, I found out that you can go to an auto store and buy some of that red tape that will repair your stoplights and stuff like that, and put it over the lens. Now, it may be tough to get off. I'm not going to tell you you can get it off, but anyway, that's one way to fix it. Or you can just put the tape across the front of the flashlight and shine through that. All right, September 7th, they're having a plant walk on the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. That's September 7th. Let's see, September 7th. I got to look that up and see what that is. Okay, so that's 5 days from now. So it'll be, oh, shoot. My phone is going off too fast for me. I'm not quick enough. That's Tuesday, okay? September 7th is Tuesday. So, I will give you my favorite thing that they've sent to me next week, but it's on September 14th. They're having snakes on the trail. Yuck! All right. If you're interested in selling anything, or you want to announce anything that's going on, or you're looking for something, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 7-8-7-740-383-9944. Also, I found out the Mid-Ohio Food Bank is having a giveaway date on Richland Road at the Church of Christ, which is at 535 Richland Road here in Marion. They're going to be doing that on September 18th. They're going to have fresh produce that day. So head on out that way and you can get yourself some fresh produce. Boy, my garden is going crazy right now, especially my tomatoes. They are fantastic. They really are. They're little. I didn't plant the big, you know, huge beefsteak tomatoes, but my little tomatoes, maybe, I don't know, inch and a half across, maybe 2 inches across to the bigger ones. But boy, do they taste good. We had tacos last night, and boy, did they taste good on my tacos. I was going to bring some in today to give to Scott and give to Ted Williams, but I forgot. Not only that, but I'm too greedy to give up all my good stuff. Okay, you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. And if you're listening to us on the internet, welcome. We don't get a whole lot of international callers to Swap Shop. It's kind of hard to announce a garage sale and figure somebody from Spain is going to come by. We did have a caller from Spain, or not a caller, but a person that was listening from Spain. I was notified of that by somebody who is friends with that person and said they heard us. So I'm glad we have it on. I'm guessing that not too many people from Spain are listening to the show right now. Labor Day weekend is considered one of the busiest weekends to travel. AAA says travel growth over this weekend has grown. Now, I'm sure last year it wasn't big, but this year they're expecting 35.5 million people to hit the road. 86% of them are going to drive. So where's everybody going? According to Twitter's conversation from last year, the East Coast beaches were the most talked about locations for this time this year. South Beach, Florida, Myrtle Beach, Coney Island, they're just a few of the often mentioned beaches on Twitter. Isn't that interesting that people, I'm a little leery of telling people I'm going on vacation. That means your house is empty. And my guard dog goes with us. So I don't mention that I'm going on vacation on Twitter or on Facebook or any other media like that. White clothes, by the way, after Labor Day are often seen as a fashion faux pas. People would stow away their summer clothes and bring out their fall apparel. It used to be that way. And typically summer clothes were light and white. However, over the years, it's become less of a faux pas. Just take a scroll through Free People's website and you'll see white is for every season. I don't know. I like dark colors because I'm not the smallest person in the world, and they tell me that dark is slimming. It can't do enough to slim me down, all right? Oh, me. I do like, I love to see old movies where the gentlemen are in white linen, highly sharp, you know, sharp creases in their pants. I love to see those old films. My wife and I watch Poirot, which is a Agatha Christie extension, and we watch it on TV, and quite often, well, Poirot, his pants are, you could almost shave with them. They're so highly ironed and so sharply ironed. I love watching that type. You know, the Great Gatsby stuff? I love that style of clothing. I've always liked white stuff, especially if you're slim. And I've always loved tweed. And I have a tweed jacket that I've kept for years and years and years. I probably won't pull it out again because I don't wear jackets anymore. Back when I was in athletics and when I was in banking and that sort of thing, I had to wear a jacket, you know, and tie every day. And I'm pretty much a T-shirt and blue jeans guy now. All right. Let's see if I got anything else here to talk to you about for news about Labor Day. There's some controversy as to who started Labor Day. Some people say it was Peter J. McGuire, who was the General Secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners. Others say it was Matthew McGuire. Sounds like the guy that was in the movie, right? A member of International Associations of Machinists. Somebody just honked out front. I had to see if it was somebody I knew. All right. Anyway, the controversy continues with no declared official winner. What we do know is that President Grover Cleveland signed it into law in 1894. By the way, Labor Day came about more than two decades before the United States Department of Labor even existed. President Cleveland signed it into law in 1894. I don't have anybody in my immediate family that's that old. As a matter of fact, the other day I figured out that I'm the oldest person left in my family. My cousin Ricky just passed away, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, and he was the last male that was older than me. I don't think there are any females that left that are older than me. I am the patriarch of my family now, right? Isn't that what it's called? I think so. Anyway, we have a gentleman that's looking or is wanting to sell a small air conditioning unit, you know, one that fits in your window. He wants to sell it. It works. It's in good shape. $20. That's all he wants for it. That'll really make some of these hot, sticky days go away. Actually, this morning, when I walked my dog, it was 55 degrees, so it wasn't hot and sticky today. But there are still many more hot and sticky days to come. If you're looking for a small air conditioner, $20, and it works, $20, we'll take it home. Call and ask for Lauren at 740-914 740-640-0464. Let me give you that again. Ask for Lauren, and the number is 740-914-0464. Okay. Do a couple more things about Labor Day, then we'll get back and give you all the things that were mailed in to us. If you want to mail in a Swap Shop item, send it to 523 South Prospect Road. South Prospect Street, sorry, here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give that to you again since I mashed it all up. If you're interested, we're at 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. Let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I wanted to advertise the Fair Park Church having their Labor Day community show, like a garage sale. They have started this morning and will go through Saturday.
Fair Park Church, it's a garage sale or what?
Yeah, it's like a garage sale. They sell, like, you know, small appliances, clothing, books, you name it. It's just like a garage sale in their big building over there.
Okay. And where is, do you have an address for Fair Park?
It's on Bermuda Drive.
Bermuda Drive. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows, should know where the Fair Park Church is.
I don't. But I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, well, it comes in off of Robertson. You got off the fairground up Robertson to Bermuda. So.
I'm sure I can find it. And
then as you turn on Bermuda, it's right there.
Okay. And it's kind of a garage sale bazaar type thing?
Yeah, they have it. They have it Labor Day every year. They go from Thursday to Saturday.
Thursday through Saturday.
It's in progress now, so.
Now, are there times? Is there an hour?
Yeah, you just figure from about 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. I'll put that down. Okay, let me read this. Oh, do you have a phone number, or do you want to give me a phone number?
No,
okay.
No, we just, you know, just at the church.
Okay, at the Fair Park Church. Now, is that the name of the church? Is it like
Fair Park? Yeah, Fair Park Church.
Okay. Fair Park Church is having kind of a garage sale, bazaar type thing on Bermuda Drive, and it's going on right now from Thursday through Saturday, 9 to 5. That's at the Fair Park Church on Bermuda Drive here in Marion, Ohio. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, let's see if we can't ruffle up some more people out to come your way.
All righty.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, this sounds like fun. That was one of the things when my dad was a minister, and one of the things I really enjoyed was going to the bazaars and the garage sales that we had at the church. There's always good stuff there, especially even for kids. I used to go there and find little toys and stuff like that I really liked when I was a little kid, right? All right, so make sure you check that out. They're going to be open Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5, roughly, at the Fair Park Church. It's kind of a garage sale, open house type thing. On the Fair Park Church, by the way, is on Bermuda Drive out there in Fair Park area. All right. We'll try and help you out that way. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. And let's keep Marion moving. All right. Let me see what else I have here. Okay, I got through most of that stuff on that page. Oh, I'm running out of information, but we're kind of running out of time. We have about 20 more minutes on Swap Shop. If you're interested in getting rid of something, give us a call at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Marion County Historical Society is going to be having their meet and dine with the presidents on Saturday, November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. Now, they've already sold out all their VIP seating, but they still have some general seating available. It'll be held out at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. You know, that's out there across the street from Menards. This year's speaking presidents are George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and JFK. So it'll be an interesting evening mean, there are, it looks like about 8 or 10 more presidents that will be there, but they aren't going to be speaking. Mary Ellen Withrow will be addressing the group. And if you want to get tickets for that, I think, let me see, I think you just go up to the Marion County Historical Society there on Church Street. If they're not open at the time, just knock on the door or press their little button, and somebody will come to the door and get tickets for you. All right, Tiffin Flea Market is going on Saturday the 11th of September and Sunday the 12th of September. It's hard to say September again. It's only been a year. But Saturday it'll be 9 to 4, and Sunday it'll be from 9 to 3. Absolutely free. They have inside and outside place. So rain or shine, it's going to be going on at the Seneca County Fairgrounds up there in Tiffin. All right. Let's see. Oh, this is an important one because you can get rich. Marion Public Health will be closing at 12 on Friday, September 10th, in order to offer a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. There will also be a vaccine clinic on Saturday, the following day, September 11th, from 11 to 3 p.m. Both clinics will be held at the Health Department location there at 181 South Main Street. They're going to be using the Pfizer vaccine, and if you go get your very first shot, they'll pay you $100 in a gift card. That's not a bad deal. I like that. That's if it's your first dose, okay? Kids that are, or people that are 12 to 17, they must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian and have an ID. If you have any, the clinics will be available to walk-ins too, by the way. If you have any questions, call 740-387-6520. All right, and what are we doing here on the Tall Grass Trail? James gave this to me to read. September 3rd, which is tomorrow night, they're having a night hike at the Tall Grass Trail. It's 9:30 p.m., and they're going to meet out on the Her Road parking lot. Make sure you bring a flashlight that's covered. The light has to be red. It can't be white. That's really bad for the eyes of the critters, right? So use a red flashlight or cover it with red of some sort, okay? September 7th, they're having a plant walk on the Tall Grass Trail at 5 p.m. That sounds interesting. All right. I think I got everything read off here. It's 12:42 here in Marion, Ohio. 12:43 here in Marion, Ohio. I hope you're having a great day. We had a great morning with Ted Williams in the first hour, and then I just shot my mouth off in the second hour. We've been talking a lot about Labor Day, which is Monday, this coming Monday. So you got many of you will have a 3-day weekend. So I hope you do it safely. And I hope you have a great time. Hey, we had somebody that has a small air conditioner that works, and all they want is $20 for you. You know, it's one of those air conditioners that fits in your window. Call and ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. That's Lauren at 740-914-0464. We just got an announcement that the Fair Park Church is having their annual Labor Day garage sale or sale, period. They're selling everything. And it's they do this every year, and they do it from their church on Bermuda Drive, and it's going to be running. It's on right now. It's running Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Make sure you head out that way and help those folks out. I'm sure they will use that money in a way that will help somebody. All right. Labor Day is considered the end of the hot dog season. Oh, no. My dad went to a meat packers in Chicago when he was a young minister with his wife, and they got to take a tour of the meat packing plant. That was the last time he ate hot dogs. He said it was disgusting. I'm sure things are a lot better now than that. According to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, yeah, that's a real thing, by the way, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, Americans typically consume 7 billion, that's with a B, 7 billion hot dogs. That's 818 hot dogs consumed every second during that time period. Wow, that's a lot of hot dogs. I love a hot dog. I like it. How do you like your hot dogs? I like mine with onion and sauerkraut. A lot of people don't like sauerkraut. I went to the Bratwurst Festival with Scott last week, was it? Or 2 weeks ago. And people looked at me strange because I told them, pile on that sauerkraut. I loved it. A lot of people like bratwurst with sauerkraut, but not as many people like hot dogs with sauerkraut, but I truly love my sauerkraut. Now, I was not a sauerkraut eater, when I married my wife, I married a Bohunk or Czechoslovakian family. Her grandmother and grandfather were from the old country. They even spoke what was the language? Czechoslovakian, I guess. They even spoke that in the home. And they always have. They introduced me to pork and sauerkraut. I think a lot of people here in Marion area eat pork and sauerkraut at Christmas or New Year's. We eat it year-round. And I love pork and sauerkraut and dumplings. Oh, except you shouldn't eat it too often or you will bloat up to about 5 billion pounds. The winner, by the way, of the infamous Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is held at Coney Island, was Joey Chestnut. What a great name for an eater. Joey Chestnut. He ate 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. You know, I think, and I don't know if he does that, but quite often they just stuff them in water so everything gets real small and slimy and it goes right down. Doesn't seem like a good way to eat. I think my doctor would be upset if he heard that I was in a hot dog eating contest. I'm not sure if I have enough room left in my tummy to do such disastrous things to it. Let's see, in 1887, Oregon was the first state of the United States to make Labor Day an official public holiday. I wonder why Oregon. It doesn't tell me here why it was Oregon, but way back in 1887, let me get forward here and see when it was declared by, I think it was Grover Cleveland, didn't I say earlier? Oh, I can't find it fast enough. I'm sorry. Yeah, President Grover Cleveland signed it into law in 1894, and Oregon declared it a public holiday in 1887. That was even before Grover Cleveland announced that it was a national holiday. So, and I suppose if it wasn't a national holiday, Oregon just decided they were going to show the rest of the United States what they were made of. All right, finally, the backstory of the labor icon. Her name is Rosie the Riveter. You've seen that before, right? It's a lady that's got her sleeves rolled up and she's kind of flexing her muscles. She was used as a symbol of feminism and a morale booster for women during World War II. The artist was J. Howard Miller, and he designed that famous Rosie the Riveter poster. She has stood the test of time for inspiration. Just recently, Kendall Jenner built her own Rosie campaign with Rock the Vote to get young people out to vote in 2016. That was, I love that poster. Have you seen it? I watch American Pickers quite often, and occasionally the Rosie the Riveter poster will show up. If I recall correctly, it's quite valuable. If it's an original, and if it's mint, and if it's in great, mint means it's in great shape. But anyway, that's I love that. I love the art of that poster. I don't know. I'm not a big poster fan, but that particular one I do like a lot. All right, let's go back and go over some of the things that were mailed in to us. This has been here for a while, but they're having this go on until October. So the Tiffin Flea Market, which is being held at Seneca County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it'll be 9 to 4. Sunday it'll be 9 to 3. Now that's September 11th and 12th. Not this coming Saturday and Sunday. September 11th and 12th. On the 11th will be from 9 to 4. And Saturday the 12th it'll be from 9 to 3. I don't know why they didn't just bake both the same time. Anyway, it's free admission, so you might as well head up that way. It's not that far up 23, and you take a right there, and I can't remember the name of the road, but anyway, I think you take a right. They have inside and outside sales, so it's going to be going on rain or shine, and it's called the Tiffin Flea Market, and head up that way and help them out. All right. We also have Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. It's going to be held on November 6th. I know that's a ways off, but they've already sold out of their VIP seating. So if you want to go to that, you better get in touch with them. It's going to be Saturday, November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be out at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. That's out there across from Menards. And they're going to be presidents there that will sit at the tables. The presidents that actually are going to speak are George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, our own, and JFK. And they are going to be the speakers. And then they're going to have James Madison, Ulysses S. Grant, Chester A. Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower. They're all going to be non-speaking presidents. They'll be sitting at tables with you. And also Barbara Bush, the first lady of George H.W. Bush, is going to be there. So that'll be interesting. The special guest speaker will be Mary Ellen Withrow. Now, for information about that, tickets are available at Heritage Hall, which is there on East Church Street, or you can call 740-387-4255. Let me give you that again, because I forgot to give you that the first time I read this. 740-387-4255, or you can go online to www.marionhistory.com. Marionhistory.com. Okay. Let's see what else. The Tallgrass Trail, September 3rd. That's tomorrow night. They're going to have a night hike at 9:30, and everybody's going to meet at the Her Road parking lot. It's out by Foundation Road. Make sure your flashlight has a red filter on it, or it only shows red, okay? September 7th, they're going to have a plant walk at the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. That sounds like fun. I like plants. Okay, here's the one that's going to make you a little bit of money, okay? Marion Public Health will be closing at 12 p.m. on Friday, September 10th, in order to offer a COVID vaccine clinic, and it's going to go on from 1 to 7 p.m., and then the following day, there'll be another clinic from 11 to 3 p.m. That's Saturday, September 11th. Both clinics are going to be held at the health department located at 181 South Main Street. They're going to use the Pfizer vaccine. And if you show up and it's your first shot, first dose, you will be given a $100 prepaid gift card. This is for Marion residents. Anyone the age of 12 to 17, you need to be accompanied by a parent. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, we're going to have a yard sale.
Sure.
At Saturday from about 10 o'clock to whenever at the corner of Bennett and Clinton Street.
My phone, wait, hang on just a second. My pen stopped working. Okay, at the corner of what?
Bennett and Clinton.
Bennett and Clinton, okay. And it's a yard sale?
Yep, about 10 o'clock on Saturday to whenever.
Okay, 10 o'clock Saturday and to whenever you get tired, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And do you want to give a phone number or just have them come on out?
Oh, and also, if anybody would like to set up, I'll give you my phone number. They can give me a call.
Okay. Is somebody...
My number is 740.
Okay.
Yep. 751.
8025.
Ask for Larry.
If somebody wants to set up with you, and,
yep,
you know,
give me a call and I'll tell them all about it.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Starting around 10 o'clock on Saturday. All
yep.
right. We'll mention this one more time before we get off the air.
Okay, Glenn. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. That's kind of neat. I like that idea of offering somebody space so that they, you know, quite often you only have, you know, 2, 5, 7 items that you want to sell, and this guy's going to let you set up with him at the yard sale. And now it's at the corner of Bennett and Clinton, and it's going to be on Saturday at 10 o'clock. And the phone number, if you want to, you know, call in and give Larry a heads up that you're going to come out and join him, 740-751-8025. If you want to set up with his yard sale, you can join him. All right, I don't know if he's charging or not, but give him a call and find out. Okay, we have a small air conditioner that works for $20. Call and ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. We also, the Fair Park Church is having their annual Labor Day sale, a garage sale, or whatever you want to call it. It's just an open sale there. And the Fair Park Church is on Bermuda Drive, and it's already going on Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I hope you are able to get out to all of these and tell them you heard them on the radio. We like to spread the word around, right? Okay, I'm going to read this one more time. The yard sale is going on on Saturday at the corner of Bennett and Clinton Avenue. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. If you want to join this person and set up your own little table, 740-751-8025 and ask for Larry. Okay, the small air conditioner for $20 that works, ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. And the Fair Park Church is having their annual Labor Day sale, garage sale, whatever it is, at the Bermuda Drive, the church on Bermuda Drive, Thursday through Saturday, so it's already going on from 9 to 5. Hey, it sounds like a fun weekend coming up. Go out and enjoy your neighbors and the stuff that they're trying to unload. I've got a lot of stuff in my garage. I could have such a huge garage sale. Every time I get ready to do it, I think, oh, I have to lift all that stuff out of the garage and put it out in the... Anyway, I admire the people that have the chutzpah and the the courage and the strength and the will to have yard sales. I've had several, but never more than one a year. But I haven't had my one this year. I may not have one. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. So you have a great weekend. Be careful. It's a long weekend. There'll be crazy people out there driving around. So have a great weekend and be safe. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.